Blog Talk Radio.
Wonderful. It is very wonderful to have this opportunity to speak and to represent the world of civilization. I realize if we look at the big, broad world without a blueprint, we don't know where we are. It's impossible to know where you are. You've got to have a blueprint that describes the human world. That's what I have found. And I have the before perception of the world that is through A.D. and Adamani. Yes. I remember my childhood. I remember growing up into an adult. And going on to my later years, I remember well what I have heard, what I have seen, and the form of like worldview that I developed from the Bible. Then it was to my chagrin that I would read an article like this. Pope will apologize for sins of Catholics. That's the home of Christianity. It's the founder of Christianity. is the vicar of Christ. And Christ, St. John 3:16, for God so loved the world. The Pope is the vicar of the Son of God. Now, this has to go to the heart of the Christian believer. What do you believe? It is wrong to speak of what you believe. And you may not know that, right? And what you can find out, realize right now, is that you don't discuss your belief with anybody. Because believing in what you don't know about can put you into very serious trouble. And, you know, the trouble that is occurring is the trouble that the individual believer puts himself in. Linguistically, look at the word believe. And I can place it into Google and read it to you and give you the reason. And you know, you may never have heard it before, but I'm going to teach you that. You don't believe what you don't know in a serious, serious matter. If somebody's doing you a favor and giving you a direction to something, and you just have to trust the direction they give you, you're going to try. Because if you don't know anything better, you're going to follow that direction and you hope to get there, right? A lot of times, it's okay. But look on the situation that you are open to. You could have been given a direction that send you in the wrong direction. And you will have to put out your time to find out the right direction. Now, remember, with all good intention, that somebody is going to tell you something and your use of it is based on your willingness to believe and have confidence in what the person says. Now, this is a worldwide problem of people always talking about their belief, their belief, their belief. Wrong. It's a mental problem using words like that. Because words are designed to identify something, an object, in any form. Whenever words represent something, that is what you take into consideration. It's a knowledge you have gained from words to something, not nothing. All right? So if somebody tells you something that is supposed to be an object, and they'll even have a noun to call it, but where can you find it? Especially like in the Bible. You will never find God anywhere. And up front, they make it easy for you to get heads up. God is a spirit. You're seeing something here that you should consider. If God is a spirit, and God made Adam and Eve, the first two human, and that means civilization. It means that white people are not a part of this creation. Because the history, science tells you, they come from Homo erectus. They interbreed later with Neanderthals. And later, they interbreed with the hybrid people too. and cause a worldwide catastrophe. And then they make it worse by writing in the Bible and call what they have done, I mean, these off white humans, they write in a Bible, a new creation, harder than the historic creation. So you think about when you become a Christian, you go into church and the Pope is the vicar of Christ that you say, come and die for your sins. Well, one of the things that is wrong, there is a prophecy, this Jesus Messiah. But the prophecy, if you read it coherently, not with your mind, unnatural. Read, if you read the story with a natural mind, you will find out that there is no prophecy in there about Christ. On what you read in the book of Isaiah 9, 6, and 7 cannot be regarded as a prophecy. Why? Because there is no fulfillment, which should be in the Bible 2,000 years ago. So that what we are reading in the Bible today about Jesus died for your sin, and we talk about the prophecy that prophesied. Look, if you examine it, no fulfillment is entered into the New Testament. What is in the New Testament is estranged, totally irrelevant to what the prophecy says. And now we have different type of interpretation of Christ who fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah. Now, you have a job to now see if what I'm saying makes sense. For it to make sense, you have to review Isaiah 9, 6, and 7 verses. You must, to prove that I am not making any sense, you have got to find that what the prophet prescribed as the coming and fulfillment of Christ, it must, the fulfillment got to be recorded, because the fulfillment is not what the prophet put as a fulfillment. It is the prophecy proposed that at some time coming on, and according to what the Bible people say, it's not recorded in the Bible anyway. I don't read that. But off to the side, they make up a meaning for what they write in the Bible. Well, it should be written in the Bible. The fulfillment must be written in the Bible. So I don't find it nowhere written in the New Testament. And what is written about Jesus, or one big New Testament scripture about Jesus, does not address the prophecy. Now, I would love somebody to call me and prove me wrong. Call me right now if you have the chance and talk to me about what I'm saying. 347-850-1358, right? Call me, 347-850-1358. And I am very serious about this. I am very serious about this because we have a contention between certified world history, prehistory, and the Bible. And Christian is quickly to tell you that the Bible and science agree. Which part in the Bible and science agree? I'd like somebody to call me and tell me that. What I am talking about is that because of these discrepancies in the Bible, in the Western Hemisphere, we don't want no more Bible here in the Western Hemisphere. Unless you can prove that prophecy in the Bible is true. We don't want no more Christianity in the Western Hemisphere. We don't want no more Pope. We don't want no more presidency of the United States in the Western Hemisphere. Unless you can prove the foundation on which they are telling us, black people, about God and creation in a Garden of Eden, unless they can prove it is true, let them get their fucking ass back to Europe and go live on the steppe where they come from. Because we are done with this whole bunch of Roman Republic, Roman Empire, and all these old bunch of honest fucking lies for the African people. This democracy stuff. Anytime they can prove in our history that is the record of history. I mean, democracy. Anytime the white rulers, they can prove that democracy is traditional, it's kingship. Get out of the African people territory. I mean that. Get out and go back to Europe where you can take your law with you for them to marry. Because in the past, in antiquity, where you exist, you didn't know nothing about no government. You did not know anything about the law. Everything came here by the gods. Now these sodomites take on everything that is established for civilized people and decide that they're going to come and fuck it out. That's what they do. If you're listening to me and you don't think that these white people are just fucking out civilization, that's what they're doing. So if you can put it together and you can show the prophet Isaiah say Christ would become a king sitting upon the throne of David as Prince of Peace. Okay? That is something that you'd consider political. So where is it fulfilled in the New Testament? That Jesus came and become a king and sit upon the throne of David? No, these guys, these Sodomites destroy Jerusalem in 70 AD. They're fucking AD and Adamani calendar that don't worth anything to African people. You understand that? May the tornadoes finish the job, the EF. Right? The number six. We want some of the number six to take care of these Adamite, these Sodomite, honest fucking white people that takes over every territory of the black people. Now come talk to us about this. Call me here and talk to me about it. Because I know some people out there, they don't want to touch this because this sound like something they never heard. You never hear it, but it's not because it wasn't in the history book. And it's not because it wasn't in the Bible like I'm saying it. What I'm saying about the Bible is what is in the Bible. And it is as opposite. There was no prophecy about any Christ, and there was no Christ exist to come into the world and save the soul of anybody. These are thoughts in the head of honest fucking white people. I can say that with every assurance, because it is what I'm telling you is like this compared to this. I'm gonna tell it to you. What you're hearing today is the fact, universal fact. And it comes on this wise. Isaiah 28. Woe to the crown of pride, to the drunkards of Ephraim, whose glorious beauty is a fading flower. You're looking at these fucking white people who is a fading flower, please. Is the will of the gods.
that they make a mockery of. Yes. They make a mockery of the work of the gods. But this is the time when they are at the peak of their sodomite honors, fucking and turning African people into sodomites, that they will find out they suck sour grape. Okay? Because they have laws that are used in the world. It's bogus. As bogus can be, it's the sodomite, what we call him, mafia. Sodomite mafia take over African civilizations and call themselves civilized. Let them give a conference. Pope is the vicar of Christ. Pope will apologize for sins of Catholics. So imagine in the Bible as well. But this chapter that I'm reading, Isaiah 28, and if you go back to Isaiah chapter 9, 6 and 7 verses, there is the prescription for Christ to come and fulfill. No, there's no such fulfillment in the New Testament. What you have in the New Testament is these honest white fuckers who come and invade, take every hardware and software of kingship government and take it for themselves. Take the military and parade themselves like they are Romans. That's what they do. When they destroy Israel, not Israel, it's Palestine. This fucking ass nonsense call Palestine Israel, 1948. And they take over the world by a storm. And now they won't leave civilization alone. They keep on attacking, killing, attacking, killing, attacking, killing. Until there's hardly anybody left to stand up and identify civilization. Well, in the Bible, there is a provision for it. Do Isaiah 9, 6 and 7. Don't say nothing about an invasion into Palestine. He speaks of no place called Israel. Isaiah don't say nothing about no Israel. Right? It doesn't say anything that a foreign force is there. And if there, can be assumed that foreign facilities in Palestine, this provision that Isaiah is talking about is that someone political is going to come. All right, you call him Jesus, call him whatever you want to call him, Yeshua, whatever. Well, we do know that the land on which this scripture is pointing to is no place else but Palestine. Yeah, where Jews live. And who are Jews 2,000 years ago? It's not these fucking honest white people, these lion nomads. It's not them. Now, they have to be, they are faced to the truth now. We're there, you know, how they publish a book that is lying about the existence of a Messiah coming. Who, what kind of God tell this Isaiah person to write these things? And it has no fulfillment at all. 2,000 years, we can't find that fulfillment, Isaiah 9 and 7, in the New Testament. Nowhere in the Bible at all. Not even in the Old Testament. Old Testament is the prophecies that tell you what is to happen. None of it happened, right? But yet still, over all these years, 2,000 years, look at the world in shambles. The world is in shambles because of white people fucking ass and then distributing their honest virus all over the world under monotheism God. Where at all in civilization here exists a monotheism God? It doesn't exist. And I tell you too, what the white people have, talking about a monotheism God, you know, it's not even explained in the Bible about a monotheism God. It talks about Elohim, plural, God, Godity. What they have in the Bible is obliteration, female. Yeah, that's what they have. And where in the New Testament, they are writing all these camouflage stories about Jesus and Mary Magdalene. These fucking idiots, that's what they write. And messed up the organization, civilized people's brain. That's what they do. Because the churches that they plaster all over the world like it is real, it is equivalent to this all the many sewers that they have in buildings where people ship. That's what the Bible is all about. And I tell you what, somebody needs to show me that I am wrong about that. That's kind of a serious description, right? And conclusion of what the Bible writes. But I am right. Existed in the Bronze Age. Not even in the Bronze Age was their church. Not even the word. I don't read anywhere. And in the Bible don't even tell you anything about the Bronze Age as far as I know. Right? So the Bible is a privatized book. It's a sixth book. But it is 100% subjective and exclude 100% no academic certification. You do not have anybody that preached the Bible certified in historic sense. In historic sense. So, you have a book that is not based occurred of the past. There, what they have as prophecy, they have it like it is a record of the past, but a lie. Because, you know, where is that prophet? Where that prophet lived that God spoke to? You don't find none of that. It is up their asshole. That's where Isaiah prophet lived. In the white men, the world has come down to, it is time. It is about time that people face the truth. Reading what is bizarre and what is totally uncivilized in the Bible. Because what they're telling you about the prophet, it's lie. Perfect lie. And how many people in the world with a brain reading it, and can't find out something went wrong. What went wrong is vulnerable to discovery. That somebody is going to come and read it and find out, oh, not go so. And I mean, the right people are going to read it. That makes sense. Whether you are not, you know, these right honest fuckers, they have already bring the world to almost the perfect state they want it in. Think about what I'm saying to you. They have it just about exactly where they want it, right? But now, something is happening. And they're going to find out that they come to the wrong places to claim that they want to the world to be reshaped, reconstructed, despise what they call kingdom dominion reconstructionist teaching, Christianity. So how can something called Christianity and monotheism just come out here among these white people? They're calling themselves Jews and calling everything that black people are, that's what they say they are today, right? And therefore, it is time now that the world will see that these white honors displace the Elohim first new age of scientific, Yes. They came to Earth thousands of years ago, ushered in mankind's first new age of scientific growth and spiritual enlightenment. They come and turn things around, and they do it by criminal means. And all the documentary out there that speaks about Romans, it never tell you how this Roman come about. Nobody touch it, because they are so mighty and bad, they can kill anybody. Well, you know what? So far, they were allowed to kill anybody they want. But remember, this earth is about 6 billion years old. That's a long time. So where do we, all of us here, what is our origin? What is the white people origin? What is the ethnic people's origin? Do you know? If you don't know, you don't have a say in this matter. Because you have to read and know how we get here. You can't talk about we here, and you can't tell how we got here. Okay? Well, this is the thing. Was you think this world of people was for white people to come and teach everybody to fuck their ass? It's not even relevant to fuck it. I said, fucking ass is not a civilized relevant thing. Okay? And if they seek to fuck their ass, stay where they fucking indigenous. Stay there. Okay? Stay there. Because I grew up in church too. Okay? I know exactly what church is about. It's bizarre. It's folly. And now, here is what embracing nothing about Isaiah 9 prescription, because it's a lie. It's a lie. And see, in the same book, they have condemnation for this prophecy. And here is the condemnation. The condemnation. Woe to the crown of pride, to the drunkards of Ephraim, whose glorious beauty, fading flower. Examine their democracy and see where it's at. Do you know where it comes from? If you don't know where democracy began, you don't have anything to say here. Because Jesus does not exist. All right? And all that they have fooled people with about Adam and Eve in a garden, that should be the starting point of everything. But you cannot find any fact to say Adam and Eve was ever created. And if anything exists about what is called Adam and Eve, where did they get the information from? Because it doesn't exist as it is in the Bible, because there is no venue, no geography, Adam and Eve. Even though all life forms started in Africa, therefore, if the Bible cannot even show that it's Africa, that spirit God went and made Adam and Eve, then you know that these sodomites, they're drunk. They are drunk. And they're just barely able to put up some, what you call it, some wrongly emulation of institutions that barely serve real purpose. Barely. Because people have been getting along since they came in, right? Let's say 2,600 years ago. And I've done a sequence of stuff, changing calendar, you know, all kind of stuff that they have done. And now, we cannot find no authentication for a Adam and Eve that was created in a garden. But you have the Bible being preached like it is a divine authority book. It's a fuck-ass book. That's right. I'm repeating it. I say the Bible about with Adam and Eve in there, it does not have a certification for none of what they're talking about, right? And it only originates into these white men fucking assholes. That's where it comes from. Black people have no business at all with this old bunch of trash. Worse than real trash. Okay? And now, on the head of the Fat Valley, of them that are overcome with wine. Behold, the Lord art a mighty one, which as a tempest of hail and a devouring storm, flood of mighty waters overflowing, shall cast down to the hearth with the hand. The crown of pride, the drunkards of Ephraim, shall be trodden down on the feet. And the glorious beauty which is on the head of the shall be a fading flower, and as the hasty fruit before the summer, which when he that he looketh upon it seeth, while it is yet in his hand, he eateth up. In that day shall the Lord of hosts be for a crown of glory and for a diadem of beauty unto the residue of his people, and for a spirit of judgment to him that sitteth in judgment, for strength to them that turn the battle to the gate. But they also have heard through wine and through strong drink are out of the way. The priests, the prophets have heard through strong drink. They are swallowed up of wine. They are out of the way through strong drink. They hear in vision. They stumble in judgment. All tables are full of vomit and filthiness, so that there is no place clean. Who shall he teach knowledge, and whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that weaned from the milk and drawn from the breast. So, my friends, there you have it. And therefore, it is going to bring you, it's going to bring you to this. It's going to bring us to this. Says here, woe to Ariel, the city where David dwelt, had you year to year, let them kill sacrifices. Yet I will distress Ariel, and there shall be heaviness and sorrow. And it shall be unto me as Harriet. And I will camp against thee round about, and will lay siege against you with a mount, and I will raise forts against you, and you shall be brought down and shall speak out of the ground, shall be low out of the dust, and thy voice shall be as of one that art a familiar spirit out of the ground, and your speech shall whisper out of the dust. Moreover, the multitude of thy strangers shall be like small dust, and the multitude of the terrible ones shall be a shaft, shall be as chaff that passeth away. Yes, it shall be at an instant, suddenly, thou shalt be visited of the Lord of hosts with thunder and with and great noise, with storm and tempest, and the flame of devouring fire, and the multitude of all the nations shall fight against Ariel, even all that fight against her and her munitions. And that shall be as a dream of a night vision. Well, that's a good, listen. If you don't make any sense of that, that's scripture. And what I'm drawing your attention to, that is talking about doom. It is speaking of Ariel, and it is speaking of speaking of the crown of pride and the drunkards of Ephraim. This is what these sodomite white people transform themselves into, right? And it is telling you, if you listen to those doomsday event is written in here, that sound to me something gonna happen. The context of it doesn't sound like it is fables at all. It doesn't sound like these prophecies about Christ and John the Baptist. That don't sound like anything is coming along that line, because 2,000 years have gone and you don't have anything out of that. Jesus is saying he doesn't come to send peace, but a sword. And his father God, that should be like a man who leaves his 99 and seek after the one. In the case that God created Adam and Eve and they sinned, God had no redemption plan for them. And write redemption plan in the Old Testament as a prophecy. And then the New Testament is full of crime. White, honest fuckers, European, right? They master a Bible. And A, B, and Adam, and it changed up our calendar. But therefore, black people, civilized world, is not under the kingship government of tradition right on down through the ages. When these white people come in, democracy, it's pure sodomite establishment. Clean in France, they come to France and take over the place where the Minoans civilization exists. And they now fit themselves in as Minoans. And nobody, get a chance, because they started doing this thing so long. All of, so like about our 8 or so ancestors gone, they are faced with being killed. Okay? And faced with this A.D. and Adamani outlaw, terrorist. Because this is what the Pope speak about, and black people still don't get it. The Pope will apologize to Lynn Grossman, USA Today 2000. Pope John Paul II will make a sweeping confession Sunday of the sins of Catholic from antiquity to modern evils, Vatican officials said Tuesday. What did he say from when? Antiquity. What is the antiquity? Are they making reference to here? We're these honest fuckers. What you call him? Caesar Augustus. These are all honest fucking people we're talking about. And they lift these guys up like they are icons. They are heroes. Because what? They were bold enough to go anywhere black people settled and knock it down. Yeah. And whatever happened to me, it seems like it's a design to prove something. See, because they claim to be mighty and make mockery of what the Elohims have provided on earth. Africa. Four rivers that later on produce the human emergence of civilization that begins in Mesopotamia, Egypt, India, and China along the river valley. The Indus Valley now are trying to fitting themselves like they're a part of that civilization. Okay? Because they are hiding their origin. These white people, you see, they talk about A.D. Anadamani and their superpower and all that kind of stuff. Superpower? They are super sodomites. That's what they are. Super sodomites. That's what they are. And if you think that they are entitled to come here and infest the African culture with sodomy, you make a sad mistake. But I just read a while ago, it doesn't say that. It doesn't say that. And what we are noticing in the world today, it sets up, it lines up to what we are to expect. So if you think there is a Christ coming back a second time, and he never came the first time, so if you think by faith and believe that Jesus came the first time, you're wrong about that, because there's absolutely no place in the Bible that says that. And I don't refer to all of the scriptures that proves it. Unequivocally, there is no such a thing. There's no Adam and Eve that any God was talking to. Don't eat this fruit, don't touch it and all that, and kick them out of the garden. That's in line with scripture itself, that God is a redeemer. God loves you. He tries to tell you. You don't see that Adam or God make no attempt to save these people in the garden. As a matter of fact, look at the reading real good. You see that God put what is called cherubim. And these are all us, honest, fucking nonsense. They're writing in the Bible. They have absolutely no precedence of fact talking about the Garden of Eden. They're just writing like they can write and write a lot of stuff. But those things not relevant to civilized people. But yet still, they have people, if civilized people, believing in it. They believe in it. They believe in it and become victims of belief syndrome. Belief syndrome is believing in something you really don't know. You don't have control of it. It's belief syndrome. You don't just believe in your body. You have belief in something inside of you and the ability to have faith in something. It's all an energy thing. It's inside you. Where the hell these honest fucking people come from and telling us about believe on the Lord Jesus Christ? And now these white people know. They know as you look into the palm of your hand, as the sun rises this morning, they know that they are lying up their fucking ass. Nothing that they write in the Bible about Adam and Eve is ever true. Okay? And all these churches, they put out all the churches. I born unto these churches. It's hard for you not to respect the church because you don't see anything else but trees and the ocean and stuff like that. So it's difficult if something doesn't happen. You're never going to read to understand all the old monkey fucking ass foolishness about Adam and Eve in a garden. You see? And Genesis 11 about God come down and confound the black people's language, pending on black people believing these nonsense. So that you don't really understand all going on. So you're looking forward to Jesus. Jesus is a sodomite. They're talking about God begat a son. Look, let me tell you something. Where is God's penis or his hands that make Adam and Eve? You can't, you know, if they can't tell you that Adam and Eve was placed at a geography, if they can't write that in the Bible, they are playing in their shit. These white people with the Bible. That's what they're doing. Because there is absolutely no certification that anything about that is a record. Is it a record? Has something happened? No. And if you continue to read the Bible, if you begin to see that it's not making any sense, the more you read it, the more you're going to see a whole ton of stuff that says, wow, how didn't I see that before? This is what happened. If you put in your open Jesus and stuff like that, where is Madeline? These honest, they're hiding the fact that Jesus, who they're calling Jesus, is a black man. And he was married. They gain so much power in Palestine that they can afford to later switch the name of the black Hebrew man into what they call European, proto-European. That's what they have done. And we are here glorifying them and read Isaiah 53, who had believed our report, to whom is the harm of the Lord revealed. These honest fucking people, they're going to go into the dust. That's where they belong. Because guess what? They can't answer to what I'm saying. They cannot. Look and see, white people can only kill black people, can't you see? Because they don't have any remedy for civilization. They are promising you and talking like you're going to be saved by Jesus. That's what they provide. But it's not true. And psychologically, if you don't come to faith, they got you to remain in the arms of Jesus. You want to remain in the arms of Jesus. And St. John 3:16. This is such an idiot, these white people. They're writing this whole bunch of hostile nonsense in the Bible for black people to believe in. Jesus is saying he don't want to become a king. And he never become a king. He went and hide in a hilly bush. That's what the New Testament says. Instead, it writes the fulfillment of Isaiah. And so, I'm telling you, they're making a mascot out of black people. No joke about it. No. And I'm laughing. You think? I'm laughing from the context of, you know what? It's been a while now since I've been finding out and reading these things. And I tell you, it is a very, very, very interesting thing. It is interesting. It is deeply interesting to be reading it. I know one time I believed it. You see? And if we don't have power to blast these sodomites out of the way, our lives are done with. Really? Yes. And when our eye opens, you're going to see it will be a different world. We will resume the kingship, civilized humanity, and they will find themselves back. I mean, we're the gods for them. Because we know where they come from, and come here taking over black people where they live. You see? But they weren't able to do anything civilized till after they encountered the black people. That's it. 2 million years over there in the Caucasus, right? And the south of Europe and the city. Them. You see what I mean? And if we don't know to make this distinction and push them, like the jet stream, push them off into the ocean. Because you see these white people around and you think that they're nice people. They should be in Europe. If they were nice people, they would stay over there. They wouldn't be taken away. You tell me which settlement of the black people, they don't come and start killing them. You should read what they do to the blacks in America. Read that, and you will find out that, you know what, you know, we are really, our brain are, you know, have been damaged badly. Because who they are in their origin and what they have done since they began to invade with their, what is called, imperial colonialism. You know, there's no law. They don't have no law. And I want to tell you, if they have government, what they use it to do. All right, 2,000 years ago, they are after the civilized people, the black people. And this is what it says. The pontiff will make a plea for pardon unprecedented in the church's history. The Vatican said, during prayer of the faithful in the celebration of Latin Mass. Here's an interesting part. In the celebration of Latin Mass at St. Peter's Basilica. This is interesting. I call your attention to it because do you know where St. Peter's Basilica is? I'm not putting you under a test, but just to stir interest. St. Peter's Basilica is in Rome, Italy. It is the venue where these sodomites overthrow the king of Rome, the Roman king, Lucio Tarquinius, king. Their history says he was the seventh final king to rule. And what terminates his rule? These Indo-European go there and overthrow him and took that place over. And that is how they have these honest fucking priests take their turns on our premises. And if you know about these architectures that is called the Pantheon, where the gods provide to teach civilization, you know, the this new species way of life. It's called religion. That's the place. And we just see these popes there carrying on all their faggot stuff. And we out here trying to praise Jesus. And don't know that Jesus come out of their fucking ass that they call God. The God that sent them to kill the black people. This sounds strange because we don't seem to perceive the kind of world that I am reading about. That's the world we are in. But when we are Christians, we believe in Christ. It's just a belief. That is the most wrong thing that we do, is to get inside our head, activate our belief in something that is sodomite made. Sodomite made. Okay? Black people were not in the history like no Adam and Eve in a garden. Okay? That's not what the history says. And that's where they get the idea to write the Bible from. White sodomites don't write about anything unless they get it from stealing the knowledge. Or if they can get it without stealing it, yes. They draw upon everything that is African, that is Elohim. That's where they get it. So when you see them from, like, in America, caging, and you see they're always doing things wrongly, emulating this civilized thing, because I can tell you, go to Europe, and they never had no civilization of anything over there. They didn't even wear a dress. They didn't know what that was. They didn't know anything about marrying each other. All they know about is to fuck each other's ass. Let it out. Be known. Okay? You can go anywhere and say what I'm saying, because it's only hiding from you. You only need to find it. Ain't nobody. They can only kill people. The time of killing black people is over with. The time of killing black people is over with, because they're going to lock up their prisons and jails and FBI and hit the road, Jack. Hit the road, Jack, because you're going to find out now, they don't have the court system under this bogus democracy. It's blowing in the wind, because it was never true. So I'm telling you what their law, how can they be true? How can what they're saying be true about salvation and God? You know, and no matter how much faith you say you have, I've been facing what you don't know. It can be as strong as ever, but it is nothing. Okay? You only hurt yourself when you are into this church that they made up. Every one of them, I mean anything that is called church, is not civilized. Just not civilized. Now, how could you have something sacred created by a pure, perfect God. And the man who is the vicar of the Son of God, you know, after 2,000 years, he's apologizing for sins of Catholics. So it goes on to say, you know, just like that, a true paragraph here. The Vatican released a lengthy document Tuesday analyzing the theological underpinnings of the gesture. Memory and reconciliation. The church listen and falls of the past, right? So reconciliation, the church and the fault of the past, written by an international panel of theologians at the Vatican's request, calls hopes, commitment, and heart of courage and humility. But the document acknowledges the simple admission of faults might look like acquiescence in the face accusations made by prejudicially hostile to the church. All right? So, he said, it might look like acquiescence in the face of accusation by those prejudicially hostile to the church. The document lists faults the Pope will address, including wars of religion, abuses during the Crusades, urgent of the Inquisition, disrespect for cultures and faiths in the course of evangelization, affronts to women, races and ethnic groups, and abuses of the rights of individuals. Now, you think about that. The law is all about. They can do that. And the people who are supposed to be standing up are people who must be full of certified history, record of the past, that you can defend. You can identify and defend yourself as who is a civilized person. These white people are never civilized. If you read the history science book that tells about science, tells about civilization of the hybrid human entity, the first anatomic wise human being. That's what the history book says. Get this fucking ass Bible out of the African territory. You hear that? You want? Get out. Okay? Because that's all white people are about. Their central culture is fucking ass. Nature never made for that. If you think I don't have authority to talk about it, tell me about it. Coward. Call me and talk to me. Remember, you have some time to call me. No excuse. If I can sit here and talk about it, you can call me and talk about it. You have nothing to fear. Because guess what? Protection in your words. If you're thinking the right word and link with the situation, ain't nobody can bother you. All those black people, we read about white people kill. You never hear these white people talk about their history. You never hear them talk about that. Martin Luther King don't talk about that. As good as Malcolm X was, and well-intended, you don't hear him talk about the history. Okay? The history should be the precedent. If you're going to make any argument, especially to these well-learned, well-trained, honest fucking white people, that their expertise is about the life of the black people who are civilized, hybrid people, and they want that history to be shut up. They want the Bible that is not history to be evangelized to the black people. That's what they want. But the gods up above, they're laughing. Are laughing because I read to you this, why they're laughing. Woe to the crown of pride, to the drunkards of Ephraim, whose glorious beauty is a fading star on the head of the fat valleys of them that are overcome with wine. Behold, the Lord as a mighty and strong one, which as the tempest of hail and a destroying storm, as the flood of mighty waters overflowing, shall cast down to earth with the hand. The crown of pride, Ephraim, shall be trodden underfoot. Listen. That's what it says. Listen. When I tell you these white people have no government, you must take it serious. It doesn't matter the bureaucracy that they say they set up. They set it up on what? All this big, top, heavy stuff that they say they have set up and running a government. I will swing and they will fall to the ground. Everything that they are running as government will drop to the ground and they will cry out of the dust. Because guess what? This is the law that they set up to govern everything on the earth. They are not civilized kings. They are not kings. They are not belonging to the government that is set up in the world, that all people live under the kingship government, ruled by a king in a bicameral chamber by elective and selected deputies. That's what it says. Okay? You don't hear nobody talk about that, but that is the fact. It's in history. It is civilized, certified, prehistory. But this is what these sodomites say about themselves. And I'm going to try and read a little above the key paragraph. So I'm reading that came from the history. I think this came from the British Encyclopedia that is written as history of these sodomites and what they began to do, say, a few centuries ago. Okay? Since they created this AD and Adam and the calendar, Pagan created it. Belong to the law of kings from antiquity. And they live in Europe over just about million years. And they never rise to the level of civilization. Never did. Homo erectus, interbreed with Neanderthal. That gave them changes. And then they went on now on a higher human development. And then their offspring with Neanderthals was, you know, not like they were before, because intermingling with the Neanderthals that came from Homo erectus gave them from where they were as humanity. Get it now? That's right. So this answer a few questions that people like me didn't know until I started to read and run into these kind of information, right? So, of course, somebody like me would have to write about these things because they were too important for me to keep to myself. So here in the book, I wrote Bamboozled, Besieged by Lies, My Never Sinner. By Tim Aldred. Now we are in the sixth chapter, the Roman Inquisition. And I'm talking about these fucking ass white people. Never civilized one day, and they've all come up in Europe and on the east of Europe on the steppe. Okay? All they are into is fucking, and they don't want to fuck the dinosaurs, they want the honor. Okay? If you don't know, that's what it is. I'm telling you today. So let's get a few thoughts from this. Time is mankind's best friend. But ironically, in some ways, time can be one's worst adversary too. Keep shaping information. Are we inclined to understand what the Inquisition was or what its purpose was? Do you? If you do not, as a black person, you need to know that, especially if you're in the church. If you're not in the church, you're all right. Its sole purpose was to force people to accept Jesus Christ, otherwise called a faith. See? All fucking nonsense. Okay? When you're calling your affiliation to church your faith that you belong to. Not nothing. But look up the word faith and believe, and you'll understand what I'm talking about, because I hardly think people with PhDs, they don't bother to check word and stuff like that and these kind of critical things, especially if it's going to take them out of the church. Because they believe it's stronger than knowledge, you see. They believe in knowledge when they do their work, you know, the physical work out there to make money, right? Yes. But when it comes to the Bible, they don't check the words of the Bible, okay? So now, it says, we are inclined to understand. It says, are we inclined to understand what the Inquisition was or what its purpose was? Its sole purpose was to force people. It means hybrid ethnic people. The reason of the Inquisition is to think this why people don't operate terrorist group. You're out of it. Because here, long before we were born, few centuries ago, they were running terrorist now. This same Pope institution, the church. Yes. Yes, them. They are terrorists. The Pope is a terrorist. The President of the United States is a terrorist. Yes. And this bogus government that they said about, FBI, Secret Service, and the whole thing, Homeland, something on the other Homeland, and all these different, and the IRS and all this kind of stuff, is not civilized organization. It is not. And they have to prove it. Okay? And they can't use federal law to prove anything. You check what I'm saying. They can't come here and say they make government and cite what they come here as government. No, because they use what they call government to destroy the black people without question. Because they use that law that they make up out of their asshole to find themselves not guilty. You see, so all the FBI is all about is to weed out the black people from coming in and gain control of themselves. That's what it's all about. Okay? So now, that's all people have to live their life. It's these sodomites, A.D. and Adamani, in history, is not even good shit. Okay? And that's what is running the world today. But they started out with the Inquisition. And you think about this. If you think that there's a government you're running, they don't have no link at all connected to civilized government. None. I mean none. I tell you, the only thing white people good for is to kill black people and fuck each other's ass and claim that they are the one who was first civilized. Talented. Nobody not talented. Everybody's afraid of these fucking ass white people. No, they're too uncivilized for black people to be afraid of them. They have bombs, they have guns, they have all kind of things, and all these fanatical, honest, fucking white people all over the place. They are so crazy, you can't even have a conversation with them. But they know to invade and look for your fecalia. Anywhere black people settle down, that's where they come. Why they come after us today? Because they are uncivilized. And everything that they are doing, it is a knowledge gleaned from black history here to prove it. Over 12,000 years coming on to where we are. You don't see them doing nothing before 509 BC. 12,000 years coming right down to 509 BC. Okay? You trace them, and if you think the power of history is strong, hey, use it. And you will find out they cannot answer you. From the Pope come right on down. All they are about criminal acts. That's it. We have what is mightier than criminal acts. And if we connect with that, that's it. The fat woman thinks. You see what I mean? We are fooling around here trying hard enough to get out from under something that these sodomites use to subjugate the most intelligent and substantial people on earth is the hybrid. The hybrid people. All right? But they can manage to push back every civilized group on earth. The Chinese, the Indian, and everything like that. Because they have a lot of unique cleverness about them. See, that they can now be using their asshole stinking self as law. Haiti and Adamani to shit. Telling you, look, I grew up in the church, so, you know, I mean, there's nothing that anybody, that I am saying, that anybody should be hungry with me for. Because I'm talking about civilization that was raised up by the gods. And when they created the hybrid people, it is the civilization of the gods that went all over the world. When they follow us and killing us and take away what we have, they didn't know what they were doing. And until this day, they don't know what they're doing. But they have a lot going against them. And if they don't take heed and take themselves back where they come from, at least they have a little money now, stolen enough. They need to get out. And because what they're going to be disappointed about is that they didn't get to turn the entire world into sodomites. That's what they are looking at, because that's what they want right now. So now, I'm reading about when they began to attack the black people. That's what I'm reading now. Now, it says, now, because so much time passed since the Inquisition occurred, it's difficult to remove the barriers that hinder present-day minds from being able to grasp the horror of the age. Terror, grim, being back there, you know, where they get the church, send them out. It is an ancillary terrorist group, the Inquisition. And look, it is as bizarre, I've read about them, even in recent time, what they do to the black people. When you see them now sitting on their in their White House, that is considered a normative thing, like it's civilized. It's depressing. It is depressing. The cities on us, they come here and use their law, Supreme Court law, and say black people are not human. Being about 1875 or something like that. Right?
Yeah. Oh boy.
Yes, I'm telling you something, you know. Serious stuff. Serious stuff. And so, this is it. It goes on to say, terror, grim, and deadly is really the most accurate description of the Inquisition, and is especially applicable to the Roman Catholic Church. There's no Roman Catholic Church. It is church. This is a faggot violation. When they are calling themselves Romans, it is a violation. It's a part of their plot to bring Indo-Europeans to do their iniquity and call it the church. Right? But this Roman name is coming from 509 BC, where they removed the king, the Roman king of Italy, the Etruscan Roman king, okay, and called the king Superbus, name as a venom, a hatred to slap that king, make him considered unpopular and vile. Yeah. Okay? Just like they say, who founded Rome is a black wolf feeding two boys who they are claiming found Italy. You know, look, I'm telling you, these white people, if you really get to know them, Lord, help us. Because we don't know them until we read in depth to know where they're coming from. Because they're well-read. They take education more serious than most black people. No joke about that. So they learn language and everything like that. So you would wonder, where is this language and this and that from? If you look back, 7,000 years coming along. You see? That's right. 12 millennia coming right along. You see? And if you read the World History textbook, you will see them exercising the education that they have received since they mingle with the black people over time. Now, so now they are above the black people's head because we grew up, by and large, a lot of us don't have much reading, right? Including myself. I am lucky. I read a little above the fourth grade level and was able to see some things that I really enjoy knowing. No joke about that. See, because I'm probably able to save the world. I'm probably able to save the world from the calamity of these unspoken, because I am able to tell them that their culture is on a fucking nature, not deal with it. And they are coming to contaminate us with it. That's their pursuit. That's what the Bible is about. I read now and know that's exactly where they're at. They don't just want wealth from the African people. They want to rule the entire civilized African world. Want that. And therefore, they want to go like the silhouette and work their thing to make us believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. And we don't know from whence they come or when they go. So we hold on to Jesus Christ. That's the problem. Now, until we know what is going on in history and what they have done and who they are today, we're going to stay in bondage to these honest white fuckers. You understand that? Because they mix up everything so we confuse about it. I read myself out of the confusion. I want somebody to take me on. Don't put a bullet in my head. Put some knowledge in my head. Right? Now you have a challenge. Prove to me that Adam and Eve was created and placed on a piece of geography. Show me that. Because look, if you can't prove that Adam and Eve was created and placed somewhere, white people, you go back home immediately sooner than you realize. At the time you realize, you don't have anything sustaining you. You go back where you come from because you follow us and have desecrated, kill us and do everything you want to do with us. And here we are, suffer and suffering. But we have deliverance. And you don't have nothing to depend on, right? So you are going to reap what you sow. You're going to reap what you sow. You don't have a world with nobody. You say jump and they have to. Oh, hi. No. Somebody's going to tell you, you're honest fucking. You don't have any civility. You have never been civilized. And you can't do nothing about it. Fire your gun. Now help you. Once people know that white people are sodomites and all they are looking is for black people to become sodomites, once the Bible is totally, shredded of the whole bunch of nonsense that you are writing there and fooling people, that you can go and killing our people and then write about Jesus come to save you in Palestine. Does that make sense? You read all those bunch of jackass, type of phrasing that they have about Adam and Eve in the garden and I said, don't eat fruit, don't this, that, and an idiot got him intoxicated with too much fucking ass of his son. Jesus, they must be fucking each other in the mind of these sodomites that write the Bible. So why they did that? Why are they writing about black people anyway? Who gives them the authority to write about black people? Nobody. Nobody. So that's why they are using what their sodomite law on black people. And black people are under it. Be controlled by it. Okay? When you know it's not true, you have the power to remove yourself from this whole bunch of nasty, immoral stuff. Do believe in it. Right? So here we go. I believe there is no room for argument over who is the author of Christianity. No question about that. A lot of people don't know, but you ask me. I know. It is the Inquisitors, Roman Empire. So like I tell you, they go from Roman Republic to Roman Empire, right? Is black people name them, use it, Roman. And they take the military. And that's where they start from A, B, C, right now to Z. It's not anything that they established, because they were never civilized to establish anything. And it's the reason why they're always hunting down anywhere the black people are. And then, you see, they want to put an end to the potential of African people's civilized knowledge. They want to put an end to that. So, the only thing they have is AD and Adamani. Now, ask them where AD and Adamani come from in the ancient kingship law code. Ask them for that. And how they are joined in to that government. They can't tell you that, because they're going to show you that they established democracy. And that is just about 508 BC. Right? And they will show you that they come in with the democracy. It's a voting kind of style of government. You see? And you will see when they overthrow the king, all the kind of a rigmarole they go through to set up the new democracy government. You see what I mean? And nobody will cover it. When I happen by chance to read the story in the World History textbook, it was good that I was conscious enough to know a lie, it would not be in there, especially with these sodomites set the rule in the world. Okay? They wouldn't have that in there. If they could leave it out, they would. They can't. Right? So they are going along with this ocean of lies accompanying how it happened. But the history is complex enough that if they don't write consistently how things unfold from the coup d'etat, then that's where they give themselves away. Because they give themselves away by ducking that they are Indo-European. They don't carry that as an official name in most important things. They call themselves something else. So when they're calling themselves Romans from 509 BC until 63 BC, they went into Palestine. Now, remember, it was Roman Republic started in Rome when they overthrew the king. Named their operation Roman Republic. And all the information that tells about who founded Rome and the kingship there, they don't have a chance of fucking that they are the same white honest fuckers that overthrow the king and plant their fucking pope at St. Petersburg. That's what they do. You can't change that. I have legal education too. I am no lawyer, but I have some legal knowledge, principles of how transactions work. Business or social, they can't come into African territory with no type of a movement. Nothing. You're not authorized by law. The law has been there long before they talk about they make AD and Adamani. They escape the law and make up their own configuration of AD and Adamani. Where they get the idea from, as usual, is the Elohim first established calendar. Otherwise, they could make one one figure at all. Okay? These white people, they learn everything from us. And if they think that they are so mighty above us, they're mistaken long time. Long time. Because anything I am saying right now, they don't have a chance at overturning it. Because any part of what I say, they touch. They keep on sliding away and sinking into their own folly. They can't come up with reality. It means that these white fuckers, they are gone down to the dust. That's it. See? So now, if they start off with this kind of a whole bunch of inhumane treatment of the black people, then how do you expect that they are going to survive the rest of their generation fucking ass and tell black people they must fuck ass too? If we don't knock them out with the fact they're going to hold us into Sodom everywhere we are. But if we one strike knock everything out, the Adam and Eve and whatever Eve, Sodom, they will never be able to climb another podium and talk about Adam and Eve in the garden. They can't. They just can't. And there's no bureaucracy that they have out there running is solvent anymore. They're insolvent. Okay? Null and void. That's what we have in history. A time has come. This fucking asshole must go back where they come from. Invention of these old ones of falsehood, nonsense about Jesus Christ and of God who never existed, he and any son, none of those things are true. Wise men following star, none of these things are true. No salvation plan true. No God was ever in any garden with Adam and Eve and cursed them. It's all a lie. All along, no prophecy about Jesus could ever be possible because there was no Adam and Eve. That's the foundation of it. And they plot up all these bunch of stuff because they realize they must get ahead of us. They realize by getting education, they are sodomized culture. They're not coming. They can't come out of culture because for millions of years that they're fucking ass. Okay? But and they didn't know if they marry each other for the ceremony or not like that. They're fucking ass. And so uncivilized to tell. And come here call themselves civilization and what? Nomad culture. They are not nomad culture. Anybody can be a nomad any day. Right? But not the case with being a sodomite. And it's the worst thing for them to do. Stay where they are and fuck their ass as much as they can. Don't bring it into the African people because the gods did not make us sodomites. You understand that? And they have the power, the right, to wipe out these fucking white, honest fucking people contaminating civilized world. They have that power. And it's only because black people went astray. Black people went astray. Time until this day. When was I able to talk about this? Maybe 3 years or something like that, right? Because prior to that, I have been reading and learning things along the way, right? And led me right up to that, you know, there is only a civilized world and an uncivilized world. And who are the civilized people? The atomic wise human being, Homo sapiens, okay? The wise human being. It's in the world history textbook. Your Bible don't have no record of Adam and Eve, okay? And what is in prehistory, before the flood, is about the making of the civilized world of the human race. Not white fucking ass. Get the bomb and begin to bomb down everywhere. I have nothing to do with that. I have nothing to do with that because that's all these fuckers know. Use weapons and steal what they want and make it seem like it's theirs. It's not theirs. And that's my job, is to say that's not true. I couldn't read a long time ago, but now I can read enough, you know, and can tell what this word means and where it leads to. They can't fool us anymore. All right? So it goes on to say, it says, the Inquisition and murder, this is their government law. Reads like this, right? Yes. It was a time of torture, murder for those who refuse to comply with the edict that Jesus Christ was sent by God. Isaiah, don't even care. Was sent by God to save the world from sin. Not Augusta. They're fucking up their ass. That's all. That's all they're doing. You know? Let's see who's crippled now. Who are they going to shoot? Themselves. Because black people never go after them and shoot them. Through black people, they become who they are. Not the Neanderthals. Neanderthal help them to be who they are. But ultimately, they get their crossbreeding from African ancestors back in time over the past 12,000 years. Back in over Asia somewhere. That's what they did. Interbreed up with the African people. And get another generation of semi-civilized people. But look, as you can see, yes, them can add and subtract and they can, you know, learn, you know, artisan skills and, you know, esoteric skills. But look at this. In their belly, they are still sodomites. They have academic knowledge. But in their endocrine, in their emotion, they are sodomites. That's what they have been all along. That's why they come to America and they feel like they are fully in charge of the world now. They're superpower. And this is the time they're going to drop into the ground. They're going to call out of the dark. Yes, right here in America. And they're going to find out who has the scorn. It's not them. Because they're honest fuckers. They should know they cannot make it in this world of civilization being sodomized. If they want to live their life, they will have to live it conformed to civilization. They would have to conform. In the Bible, they were pretending like they are like polytheism people. They were praying for the gods too. Hey! And now the Tarantiel, they can manage themselves now. And black people have to start fucking up. And that's what they think. When the world find out that all they are about is sodomy, they're going to find out what they worth. What the knowledge worth that white people are honest fucker. More beloved than vagina. And why do they produce so much homosexual children? Why do you know? The fuck animals too. You see, the fuck animals. And then they fuck their own half humans. You see? And breed all of these, nut cases. No homosexual can be civilized. If you see they're doing some civilized thing, if doctor or lawyer or something like that, it doesn't mean that they are civilized. They don't have civilized blood, knowledge, but they don't have gut, hormonal secretion. They don't have that. So they go always want, you know, if some of them, you know, and also some of them are neutralized. They fuck Batty and they fuck Madonna. Like, this is what we have going on in the world and totally contaminate the world to where nobody has a sense of heaven on earth. Now, all right, let's go. Again, another paragraph or so. Listen. Now, do tell me, did any of the so-called churches named in the New Testament kill or torture unbelievers, meaning the black people? Who did not believe or accept Jesus Christ? Did the New Testament set forth that? No. You know, set forth that. So they're trying to be clever in writing the Bible, but they can't be clever enough being sodomized and trying to get black people to just misunderstand what civilization is. All right? So let's see where they're going with this. So there is nothing penned in any of the epistles that even remotely went in that direction. Thus, the Roman Catholic Inquisition, for biblical purposes, is blaspheming and criminal. You get it? The Roman Catholic Inquisition is, Inquisition, for biblical purposes, is blasphemy and criminal. You get it? That is the ancillary institution that the Roman Catholic Pope sent out to do nothing but a mission to liquidate up black people. That's it. Is that a government? Is that a government? You honest fucking white people. Is that a government? To the white people's territory? Huh? How did you come into the white people's territory? And you're an honest fucker and murderers. Marauders. That's what you all are. And come here talking about Jesus. Jesus is up your asshole. So praise him. Get out. You see, this is what you're going to get from here on out. Okay? It's not like when, you know, black people really don't have anything. The good Lord would open our eye to let us see. And your hand in the cookie jar. Hello. Your hand is too deep in the cookie jar. Know it. You fucking ass. Yes. And all you know how to do is kill black people and do all kind of stuff to them. And you're so fucking mad. You don't know you're not in Europe. You don't know that. You're going to know now that fucking honest white people don't come to African territory and molest them. You don't do that. Thing you have, it's gain by being a fucking ass criminal sodomite. That's it. And you don't want nobody to think so about you. Well, what are you doing here? It is us, the same one who you've been killing. Yes. Walking on you now. Right? Fucking ass and everything we have. You know, you take military. And you fuck it up too. Obama put on the finishing touch. Obama is a fucking sodomite. Right? Mm-hmm. Anybody you see become a president in America, fucking sodomite. Every single one out there. And this is the government that they're under. You're out there, you're a black person. You got to understand what is the government you're under. You're talking about your passport from here to there and stuff like that. Yes, that's what these sodomites have set up in the world. thing they decide, want to push ship under your skin, they want to do, and, you know, fuck your ass. Anything they want to do, they will do it if you don't remove this phony calendar that they have called AD Anadaman. You understand that? Look, because they're up and running this stuff because stupid black people allow them to do it. Africa, sit back and make them do it. If you don't understand what they do, they will always destroy the black people's civilization. What we need to do is to wake up and know what they have done, what they are using to make you swipe your card and stuff like that. You see, we allow them to do that. But if we are able to present facts, that's dead right away. It's dead. Okay? Because you can't bring sodomite government to talk about you overruling kingship government on the planet. You just can't. Okay? They're mad fucking people. Fucking ass. If, look, as far as your asshole is concerned, somebody who wants to go into your asshole and fuck it, you don't need to ask any question if their brain different from civilized people. Because civilized people don't go fucking ass. And over the past 2,000 years or so, they mingle with black people. A lot of black people are adjusted to at least they not fuck ass, but they are sympathetic to fucking ass people and believe that the Bible with a God in there, that's the God that make all of us. Not no go like that. That's a lie. These fucking people make us believe what is definitely not true any day. Now, they go on here to say, in fact, the gross acts of the Inquisition are bound to shock everyone who truly believes in the gospel of Jesus Christ. Yeah. You see, when you don't know, you don't know. Because they keep, you know, a line drawn between certain things and keep certain people in a certain pocket believing that, you know, the Bible is about truth and righteousness. See, that's what they do. They're clever enough. They are, yeah, they, you see how wealthy they are today? They are feasting on the wealth of the black people. Because nobody asks them where they come from. Nobody knows whether they come or go. It is in history, though. Now, it goes on to say, in fact, the gross acts of the Inquisition are bound to shock everyone who truly believes in the gospel of Jesus Christ, because we who embrace Christ do so on the basis of grace, mercy, and peace, right? You don't find a peace with Jesus Christ because he said he did not come to send peace with a sword. Set Matthew 10, 34 to 38, right? And his father is putting sword into Sherbin's hands to kill Adam and Eve, keep them from coming back and eat of the fruit of life and live. God don't want them to eat and live. God don't want them to have knowledge either, because that's what God says. Now, the man is wise as us, knowing good and evil. God didn't want Adam and Eve to know good from evil. Never did. And these honest fuck fools are writing those things in the Bible and just think that black people is forever foolish. Yes, that's what they think. Yes. You know, as far as the script is concerned, it only lists one person. I read it to you twice. The Lord has a mighty and strong one. As a tempest of hell, a devouring storm. You know, it is depressing to hear the report, because nobody out there is able to block the record of the past. Before the flood is faced, they have the Bible that keep on studying and talk about Jesus said, and it is written in such and such and such. and they are using the Bible like it is an authority. That's fucking ass book you're dealing with. It is their authority, not in African territory. When they can prove that they have this fucking ass AB and Adamani to ravage black people, then they can go on doing it. Okay? But until then, they go back over where they come from. Go back over there. Leave the territories alone. That's right. We don't want them, no sodomites, around us anywhere on our territory. And especially for what they have done before, there's no excuses. There is nothing to offer white people. Every single thing they have is African. Every dime is African. Legal, the legal language, what we have in the world, says that white people don't never be civilized and able to rule over anything but themselves. So now the time is over with, and I'm telling you, and you don't have any kind of any kind of encouragement at all from nothing that is written that you should go to a church and believe in Jesus, because none of those things exist as a record, right? So look at what they have done. You need to hear this. Here's how, and this is talking about time, like way back coming on down to 75 BC, they were behaving like they are a part of the God's establishment. They were practicing priesthood and doing ceremonies, giving honor to the gods. Cicero, one of their politicians in BC, the first century BC. He said, the gods I want to get exactly. Let me get exactly what Cicero said. Yes. Cicero, in 1st century BC, they were working out of changing the calendar at this time. Here's what Cicero said. We have overcome all the nations of the world because we have realized that the world is directed by and governed by the gods. Think about that. When these same people come out and decide that they were going to dump the gods, stop recognizing the gods, and go raise up Christianity and monotheism. You think about that, and you will see how they make up everything and establish Christianity. These are not murderous fuckers. They do it. And have so much black people now talking about their Christian believing in Jesus Christ. Now, if you think they mean anything that they're saying, listen to this. Concerns only the black people, right? And these sadistic and these marauders, all they are doing is destroy the African people. if you think that they're in any kind of way interested in the lives of black people, you're wrong about that. You're wrong. You see? Because they have enough old bunch of sodomite fuckeries to talk about in their government. Democracy. You hear them talk about democracy. They're probably smelling that democracy is about to get into the oven and burn. Like they say, the gods burn the African people. Now, listen to this. Now, they're running out of problem. They're running into problem now. They are running out of cash, you see, because they are experimenting on this way of the gods, right? So they know there is no power around, but they say it in clear expression. So when they go off now and doing this, they are trying to deceive the African people. That's what they are doing. And they're not afraid to kill you. Because they make a law now out of their fucking AD and Adamani and say they are law. Unless you strike them down, and I'm not talking about with some gun, I'm not talking about violence, because the words of energy that we are, if we are not cutting fool and straddling the fence with these sodomite fucking church people, you will have power to speak the truth and knock them into the abyss. Yes. Just like when the judge rendered a decision, the judge's order stands. The history of record is the legal history that stands for the identification of the civilized people. These fuckers are not civilized. They don't have no government at all. They will never have government. They are deceivers. Thing like that. You read the history and you'll find out exactly what I found out. Okay? And it is the time for them to eat the dust. God is laughing. So, if you think they have government, I'm reading this to you for you to know that the white men don't have government. And it's because black people are deceived that they are running a government. But if you go into the World History textbook that has the jurisdiction, legal jurisdiction, they lose their tongue preaching that they're preaching about Jesus. Their tongue is dead. See? Because sodomite energy is never going to stand before the civilized energy. And as long as you are clean, you are a vessel, you're connected to the gods, these honest fucking idiots don't compare. They do not compare. You just need to be a part of the civilized energy the gods put here. And then you will see a different atmosphere take place. Heaven on earth. We are back to where we belong. All right. Because this is what they're using on us here. I'm going to read it for you. Now that they were running out of substance and they need to do something, it's going to tell you that they have to resort back to making some money. And this is what they do. All went down, running out of substance and options, and with no desire to lose their power and supremacy. On or about 1220 AD, Emperor Frederick II convened a tribunal to formulate and establish legislation or violent oppression with the support of the man of God, Pope Honorius III and Gregory IX. Legislation were made and passed to have ancillary organizations execute the punishment of heretics, meaning non-believers, the African hybrid people. Again, it is to execute punishment of heretics against the ecclesiastical regime. See, that's what they call themselves. You see, they call themselves all these nice names and stuff like that, but they are Indo-European. Now, in general, listen about the legislation, what they make it for. That's three of the top hierarchy in the Roman Catholic institution. Yes, they're the ones that get together in a to have the tribunal. See, three of them getting together to have a tribunal and to make legislation to do for violent oppression. All right? And they're going to tell you who they're going to oppress with the man of God, the Pope Honorius III and Pope Honorius III, Gregory IX, legislation were made and passed to have ancillary organization, the terrorist organization, you see, execute punishment. Imagine about that. Think of ISIS. Think of ISIS. And if you were watching Obama responding to ISIS, you would know that the president of the United States control ISIS. And do you know who they are killing? Not white people. It's the black hybrid people they are killing when they go to Syria. It's not their own blood they're killing. It's the African people. Okay? That's who they target. That's where they're getting all the wealth from. Yeah, they are intimidating leaders. See, they kill Gaddafi. Nothing come of it. You don't hear Africa say nothing. No. Obama and Hillary get that job done for them. Just like Obama get the job done to married sodomites in America in 2015. This is what is going on into the world, and because of ignorance, this is why everything is happening here. All right? Now, I want to thank you for tuning into the program. I will have to end now on this note. I wanted to read some more to you. It tells you, and let me just read this last line here. It goes on to say, they are making this legislation with penalty of death. You think about that. White people say they have law. This is what the law is about, to kill black people. Okay, the civilized people. Punishment to the rules of engagement for the Inquisition, which the practitioners applied arbitrarily. I want to thank you for tuning into the program. And these last few lines I want to just read to you. The Indo-European aliases, Romans uncivilized, insane 12 tables system of law. That is the title, and I think you can read this on the interface if you upload the show and read what is there to be said. The uncivilized madness of the tiny fragment of sodomite humanity, enraged thought of Elohim civilization as follows. So you can read it, and I will see you on the next edition. Take good care.